The bill would allow driving schools to offer classes for new drivers via the internet and not just in physical classrooms. Students would still have to complete behind-the-wheel instruction in person. All-American driver training owner Robert Kemp has been waiting for a state statute to change so he can launch his online class for new teenage drivers. He says extending his Portage-based company beyond the bricks-and-mortar classroom could help homeschooled students and families that live in rural areas. Kemp says safeguards will be in place to try and cut down on cheating, like requiring tests at the end of each section.
With the online course, a student is restricted. They can't go any faster than, let's say, 5 minutes a page, but they can spend as much time on that page as they need to absorb the material that's on it.
Some Wisconsin high schools can offer online courses, but private schools like Kemp's cannot. There are driving school instructors in the state that are skeptical of the quality of online courses. Wisconsin Professional Driving School Association's Chris Engebritson says they worry some students may zoom through lessons and not actually take the tests.
Yeah, they could easily look up the answers. And or our concern is, too, is it are there several people sitting there taking the test instead of just the person that's supposed to be taking it?
Supporters say offering classes online is a way to keep up with changing technology and could help students who live far from driving schools. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.